成都七中高2020级高三二准模拟考试英语听力正式开始。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Dr. Potter, is that you? I didn't expect to see one of my teachers here.
Hello, Caroline. Yes, I visit this gallery quite often with my wife.
I must introduce you to my father. He would be glad to meet you.
Are you looking forward to Howard's wedding this weekend?
Yes and no. It will be great to see everyone, but I don't really want to dress up when the temperature is going to be boiling. I won't be comfortable. I've had such a lovely time staying with you. I will really miss you.
We'll miss you too, and we'll be happy to see you again whenever you want to come back for a visit.
Oh, well, I'd better go now. Thanks for everything.
Anytime you look up in the sky, you can see at least three planes. Just try it.
I don't believe that.But let's see. Oh, yes. In fact, I can see one more than that.
I once counted 10.
We could call Carrie. Maybe she'll have a game of badminton with us.
She's always on holiday. What about Lucy?I know she plays tennis, but what about badminton?
I think she'll play. If not, I'll ask my sister to join us.
A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Mary, I have to find a place to live in.The house owner wants my room for her daughter, who's moving back to town.
Oh, bad luck. This will be your third time to move. I heard that Josh was looking for a roommate. You know Josh, don't you?
Yes, we met at your birthday party, and we play in the same soccer club.
That could be a possibility, Sam.
Mary, I have to find a place to live in. The house owner wants my room for her daughter, who's moving back to town.
Oh, bad luck. This will be your third time to move. I heard that Josh was looking for a roommate. You know Josh, don't you?
Yes, we met at your birthday party, and we play in the same soccer club.
That could be a possibility, Sam.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Kevin. Are you feeling okay?
No, not so good at the moment. Many people at school have had a cold, and now I'm getting it.
I can tell. You sound a little different.
I felt okay yesterday. I had a good sleep and no headache, but now I feel terrible.
You should go home and rest.
I think you're right. I won't be able to study while I feel like this.
Have you taken anything for it?
I haven't had any medicine, but my mum made me a hot lemon drink. She said I looked very pale.
I hope I don't catch it. I've had a runny nose myself recently.
You'd better keep your distance from me.
Hi, Kevin. Are you feeling okay?
No, not so good at the moment. Many people at school have had a cold, and now I'm getting it.
I can tell. You sound a little different.
I felt okay yesterday.I had a good sleep and no headache, but now I feel terrible.
You should go home and rest.
I think you're right. I won't be able to study while I feel like this.
Have you taken anything for it?
I haven't had any medicine, but my mum made me a hot lemon drink. She said I looked very pale.
I hope I don't catch it. I've had a runny nose myself recently.
You'd better keep your distance from me.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, can I speak to Susan, please?
Yes, speaking. Is that you, Tom?
Yes, it is. I am going to New Zealand in 2 weeks, and my wife Jane is going with me.
Oh, how lucky you are. How long are you going for?
For a couple of months, maybe half a year. My boss wants me to help set up a branch office there. Susan, you have been to New Zealand on holiday several times. Can you give us some suggestions, or just tell us about the country?
I'd love to. We can have a talk sometime.
Why not come over for dinner this weekend? My wife wants to meet you as well.
All right. What about Saturday?
Okay. See you at 6 o'clock p.m. this coming Saturday. Goodbye.
See you then. Bye.
Hello. Can I speak to Susan, please?
Yes, speaking. Is that you, Tom?
Yes, it is. I am going to New Zealand in 2 weeks.And my wife Jane is going with me.
Oh, how lucky you are. How long are you going for?
For a couple of months, maybe half a year. My boss wants me to help set up a branch office there. Susan, you have been to New Zealand on holiday several times. Can you give us some suggestions or just tell us about the country?
I'd love to. We can have a talk sometime.
Why not come over for dinner this weekend? My wife wants to meet you as well.
All right.What about Saturday?
Okay, see you at 6 o'clock p.m. this coming Saturday. Goodbye.
See you then. Bye.
Listen to the following dialogue.回答第十四至第十六三个小题。 现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Do you mind if I eat my lunch at your table?
Of course not. Be my guest.
Thank you. I'm Li Jing.
Hi, Li Jing. I'm Martin. Pleased to meet you. Have you just started at university?
Yes. What about you?
I'm in my second year now. Where are you from?
Guangzhou, China.
Oh, you're a long way from home. How are you enjoying it so far?
Great.But everything is different, and it's hard to find my way round. Today I was looking for the library, but I walked into a professor's office instead.
Don't worry. I think we've all done silly things like that. You'll soon get used to things.
Have you ever been to China?
No, but I would love to go. It seems to be a very beautiful and fascinating place.
It certainly is. This is the first time that I have traveled overseas.
Oh, really? I've been to Vietnam and Thailand.
Did you go there to study?
No, my parents gave me some money as a reward for getting into this university, so I decided to spend it on seeing some of the world.
You were very lucky.
Yes, I was. And it was great. I think everyone should have the chance to travel. It opens your eyes to different things and to different ways of life.
Yes, I am learning a lot just being here.Do you mind if I eat my lunch at your table?
Of course not. Be my guest.
Thank you. I'm Li Jing.
Hi, Li Jing. I'm Martin. Pleased to meet you. Have you just started at university?
Yes. What about you?
I'm in my second year now. Where are you from?
Guangzhou, China.
Oh, you're a long way from home. How are you enjoying it so far?
Great.But everything is different, and it's hard to find my way round. Today I was looking for the library, but I walked into a professor's office instead.
Don't worry. I think we've all done silly things like that. You'll soon get used to things.
Have you ever been to China?
No, but I would love to go. It seems to be a very beautiful and fascinating place.
It certainly is. This is the first time that I have traveled overseas.
Oh, really? I've been to Vietnam and Thailand.
Did you go there to study?
No, my parents gave me some money as a reward for getting into this university, so I decided to spend it on seeing some of the world.
You were very lucky.
Yes, I was. And it was great. I think everyone should have the chance to travel. It opens your eyes to different things and to different ways of life.
Yes, I am learning a lot just being here.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Dennis Parker in the newsroom of Central 125, your favorite radio station for local news, weather, and traffic reports. First up today, at a press conference this morning, Emma Stanbury, director of the Central Hospital, announced that they would be opening a new women and children's unit to serve the city's growing population. The existing hospital has served the city for 32 years,and also as a teaching facility for doctors and nurses. According to Ms. Stanbury, the work on building the new unit will start next month and it will be ready to treat patients in around 18 months. Later today, the city's Century Bridge is due to reopen after 6 months of work to repair damage caused by last year's floods. The reopening should help deal with many of the traffic problems in the city. And now the weather and traffic news. Because of the heavy rain last night, traffic jams in the city are worse than usual today. Several main roads are blocked by floodwater. Luckily, there have been no reports of injuries. However, the police are advising drivers to be careful until conditions get back to normal. No more heavy rain is expected, so there's a good chance that things will improve soon. We'll be back in an hour with a report on preparations for the city's annual cultural festival, plus, of course, all the latest news. I'm Dennis Parker in the newsroom of Central 125. Good afternoon, listeners. This is Dennis Parker in the newsroom of Central 125, your favourite radio station for local news, weather and traffic reports. First up today, at a press conference this morning, Emma Stanbury, director of the Central Hospital, announced that they would be opening a new women and children's unit to serve the city's growing population. The existing hospital has served the city for 32 years and also as a teaching facility for doctors and nurses. According to Ms. Stanbury, the work on building the new unit will start next month and it will be ready to treat patients in around 18 months. Later today, the city's Century Bridge is due to reopen after 6 months of work to repair damage caused by last year's floods. The reopening should help deal with many of the traffic problems in the city. And now, the weather and traffic news. Because of the heavy rain last night, traffic jams in the city are worse than usual today. Several main roads are blocked by floodwater. Luckily, there have been no reports of injuries. However, the police are advising drivers to be careful until conditions get back to normal. No more heavy rain is expected, so there's a good chance that things will improve soon. We'll be back in an hour with a report on preparations for the city's annual cultural festival, plus, of course, all the latest news. I'm Dennis Parker in the newsroom of Central 125.
第二节到此结束，现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。